Southeastern Tidal Agency sold the TAB plant to Silver Bay Seafoods in a public outcry auction in the Sitka Courthouse on April 23rd. The purchase price was $1.1 million. A few days later, Southeastern Tidal learned that it had improperly advertised the sale by failing to advertise on the internet. When it tried to rescind the sale and give Silver Bay its money back, Silver Bay refused and asked the Sitka Superior Court on May 1st for a temporary restraining order preventing Southeastern Tidal from rescinding the sale. The temporary order expired on May 16th. Silver Bay then asked for a preliminary injunction to preserve the sale. In its filing with the court, attorneys for Silver Bay wrote that the harm to Silver Bay is even more certain if the trustee rescinds the sale. At that point, Silver Bay will have lost the property, money, business opportunities, and all other costs associated with the foreclosure sale. The TAP plant is next door to Silver Bay's processing operation. The two were both originally part of Sitka's Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. The injunction has been denied. Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens says he sees no irreparable harm to Silver Bay, especially if it gets its money back. Alaska law allows 10 days for a trustee to review and cancel a foreclosure sale. In addition, Stevens wrote that the court would abuse its discretion if it ordered Southeastern Tidal to convey the title without the internet notice required by law. The statute requiring the internet notice was passed by the Alaska legislature in 2010. Judge Stevens ordered a preliminary hearing on June 27th at 1 p.m. for scheduling the case for trial, though he wrote that it is not clear what may remain to try. Southeastern Tidal has deposited Silver Bay's payment for the TAB plant with the court. Southeastern Tidal's attorney, Brian Hansen, says his client intends to rescind the sale. He told KCAW that it will be re-advertised only if directed by the beneficiary. The beneficiary of the sale is Sitka businessman Roger Sudnikovich, one of TAB's early investors. He was owed a total of $985,000 from TAB. He filed the foreclosure in January. In an interesting twist, Sawmill Cove director Gary White says Sudnikovich was also the other bidder on the TAB property at April's public auction. He stopped at $1,060,000. Neither Sudnikovich or Silver Bay attorney John Young was available for comment by deadline for this story. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.